Now, this is common language in development agreements. It's really done to prevent this from being counted towards our constitutional debt limit. And without this language, we'd be required to count this towards our constitutional debt limit. Now, while this language does allow current and future councils to choose not to appropriate the funds for this grant in the future, it does come with some pretty severe penalties for the city if that would occur. Most likely what would happen is the city's bond rating would likely be changed to a junk status. In the end, the city's ability to borrow funds in the future would be hammered with higher rates that could cost the city more in the end than the grant payments themselves.